Today's News.
Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at the news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. This week, the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, have been in the news again recently here on the Isle of Man because they've been visible, an unusual sighting. And you might have thought that it's something we've only been able to witness on the Isle of Man in recent decades. Think again. The Aurora Borealis has been spotted from the Isle of Man for well north of 100 years, it seems. To witness, the Isle of Man Times. Saturday, November the 5th, bonfire night, 1870. This beautiful phenomenon is comparatively seldom seen as far south as the centre of England, but is frequently observed in Scotland, where it is popularly known by the names of the Northern Lights, Streamers and Merry Dancers. The varying splendour of the coruscations and the rapid movements which they display as they sweep across the heavens excite alike the wonder and the admiration of the spectator. In the north of Scotland, the aurora generally appears a little after sunset and uniformly arises in the north, inclining generally a little to the west, and it occurs more frequently about the time of the equinox than at any other season of the year. Its manner of rising and general character it assumes vary extremely, indeed so much so as almost to preclude any very accurate description. Sometimes, an hour or two after dark, it seems to illuminate the northern region of the sky with no more than a gentle and subdued twilight, which gives a soft relief to the surrounding darkness. Sometimes, detached masses of light suddenly appear in different parts of the sky, from which silvery and tremulous beams shoot with dazzling and evanescent splendour. Not unfrequently, indeed, from one single spot of light, the beams vividly and rapidly extend. Sometimes the phenomenon is first discernible in delicate streaks or threads of light, which enlarge and shift with inconceivable rapidity until a tremulous arch is formed which completely spans the azure vault. Very often one general or principal arch is observed, with smaller ones at unequal distances, which frequently move laterally towards each other and then suddenly unite into one broad and brilliant mass. Often from the horizon in the north, one limb or segment of the arch streams up to the heavens, and sometimes several of these arise at distances from each other. Lovely writing there, it has to be said. Almost poetic. In the Isle of Man Times, Saturday, September the 10th, 1898. Sunspots and the Aurora. Last evening there appeared on the northern sky a brilliant display of the Aurora Borealis. The connection of this phenomenon with the occurrence of sunspots has been recognised by science, and it is interesting to note the remarks which appeared in the Times, London, announcing the likelihood of the aurorae, which have actually appeared. Today, says the Times, a large spot which first came into view at the south-east limb of the sun on Friday last will pass the central meridian of the sun. The principal spot is dark, compact and well-defined, with a very dark umbra, which is intersected by a very beautiful bright bridge. The spot is large enough to be seen with the naked eye by persons with good sight. Its greatest length is some 38,000 miles, its breadth about 33,000, and its area amounts very nearly to 1,200 million square miles. A train of small spots follows it, making the entire length of the group over 100,000 miles. So large a spot will be followed with interest in case it should be accompanied by magnetic disturbances and bright aurorae. It's impossible to predict that such disturbances will take place, as the spot appears already to be slightly on the wane, and large as it is not equal to those great groups whose connection with aurorae and kindred phenomena is most evident. Still, its appearance at a time when the sun should in the ordinary course be quieting down is sufficiently unusual to make it very well worth watching. But do not stare at the sun with naked eye or through telescope or binoculars, children, whatever you do. The Manx Sun, Saturday, October the 13th, 1900. Mr. Mander, writing in this month's Knowledge, says, "Auroral observation demands, besides good eyesight, an observing station remote from the glare of towns and artificial lights. The stories are common enough of the engines being turned out to quench an aurora, and on the other hand, it has not seldom happened that a very conflagration has passed muster for a celestial display. In the memoirs of Baron Stockmar, an amusing anecdote is related of one Herr von Radowith, who was given to making the most of easily picked up information. A friend of the Baron's went to an evening party near Frankfurt, where he expected to meet Herr von Radowitz, On his way, he saw a barn burning, stopped his carriage, assisted the people, and waited till the flames were nearly extinguished. When he arrived at his friend's house, he found Herr von Radowitz, who had previously taken the party to the top of a building to see an aurora, dilating on terrestrial magnetism, electricity, and so forth. Radowitz asked Stockmar's friend, "Have you seen the beautiful aurora borealis?" He replied, "Certainly. I was there myself. It will soon be over." An explanation followed as to the barn on fire. Radowitz was silent some 10 minutes, then he took up his hat and quietly disappeared. And if you have a clue what they're talking about there, you're doing better than I am. Howard Kane at maxradio.com. Do tell me, I'm lost. But good writing in any case, with Mr. Radowitz and his friends. What on earth is it about? The Ramsey Courier, Friday, February the 15th, 1907, were told aurora borealis a magnificent spectacle. A brilliant display of aurora borealis and northern lights was witnessed in Ramsey in the north of the island on Saturday evening. The display illumined the heavens from 1 to 4 hours, formed a magnificent spectacle, the like of which has not been seen for years, and was witnessed with curiosity by large numbers of people. Beautifully coloured rays appeared to shoot out above the northern horizon with lightning rapidity, from which many tinted streamers radiated, and the phenomenon was unusually vivid and interesting. In the Examiner of Saturday, February the 16th, 1907, we read of the aurora borealis as a weather forecast. On the night of the 9th instant from 7:30 p.m. when the first indications of the northern lights were observed until 8:50 when they totally disappeared, the aurora display was magnificent, and more especially so on account of it being so far south. Not often is such a sight visible from the latitude of the Isle of Man. What made the display more interesting than usual was the deep blood-red reflection in the western sky, casting its shadow across to the eastern. It is part of a lightkeeper's duty to keep a log of the weather, noting every change during the 24 hours. I have been 22 years in the Northern Lighthouse Service, and I have kept a strict record during that period, and only once in the Northern Hemisphere have I observed this unusual phenomenon. 6 years ago, when stationed at the Flannan Islands, a group situated between the Butte of Lewis, one of the Outer Hebrides, and St Kilda, I had the luck to observe a sight even more brilliant as regarding the reddish appearance. Of course, the regular aurora is a frequent occurrence in the north and northwest of Scotland, and is so bright on occasions that it's possible to read a newspaper by its luminous appearance. Now, it may be interesting to know, the writer goes on, that when these lights are seen spread over the sky, such as they were on the 9th instant, they are a sure indication of stormy weather. Oh, I hope not. And in 19 cases out of 20, during my experience, they've been followed either by a rainstorm, snowstorm, or severe gales of wind, and generally all from the northwest. I think that's true of this one, isn't it? Lots of rain, certainly. But as long as they appear nightly in the sky, and I have seen them night after night for 15 nights, we will have settled weather. A night or so after the disappearance, we have always got it. Now, here's an interesting point. There is a peculiar noise which accompanies the aurora borealis. When standing out on the lighthouse balcony, it sounds like the flutter of a large bird's wings. Did you notice a curious noise if you were out spotting the aurora recently? Did it sound like a large bird? Do let me know. Howard Kane, with an E, at manxradio.com. I'd be fascinated. I've never heard that before. The Times of Sunday, October the 4th, 1919. A wonderful display, we're told. Wednesday night was the occasion of a display of the aurora borealis, or northern lights, which for magnificence has not been equalled in the Isle of Man for some years. Glancing up from my telescope, through which I was looking at the beautiful double-double star in Lyra, I at once noticed the peculiar greenish appearance of the northern sky, and judging from the brilliance that there was going to be a special treat, made my way to a spot from which I had a complete view of the sky. It's like an early Howard Park in this. I was not disappointed. For hours I was kept entranced by the ever-changing beauties of the mysterious spectacle in the form of streamers, arches, and patches of steel grey, green, and blood red. The streamers, which were especially vivid, numbering at times in dozens, shooting up nearly to the zenith, contracting, shifting, gave the impression of a fine searchlight display. At either extremity of the arch was at times a broad green band, were masses of white patches, and from these shot up wide bands of blood red. Beneath the arch, which frequently narrowed and became double, were streamers like the spokes of a searchlight, and at others suddenly shrinking into blobs and wide patches. Occasionally, the whole looked like a curtain hanging in waving folds, such as we see in pictures of the aurora as visible in the Arctic regions. Sometimes I had the impression that a great invisible painter was beginning the outlines of a wondrous picture of the gates of heaven. The generally received explanation of the aurora is that it is due to the ascent of electricity from the intertropical water surfaces which flow towards the poles. In the region of the poles, it descends towards the earth and comes in contact in a rarefied atmosphere with the terrestrial negative electricity, which results in luminous discharges. Not certain how accurate that is. And finally, Mona's Herald, Tuesday, February the 1st, 1938. Aurora illuminations, we read. Unique spectacle. The island witnessed a remarkable display of the aurora borealis on Tuesday night, and many people saw this phenomena for the first time in their lives. From about 7 o'clock until late in the night, the heavens presented a magnificent spectacle. Splashed across the sky to form a gigantic archway were two huge bands of deep rose tinged with continually moving streaks of brilliant green and blue. The aurora was seen over a wide area stretching from Austria across Europe and the Atlantic to North America. The cause of the aurora is said to be electrical discharges from the sun corresponding almost exactly with the frequency of sunspots. Well, I think that's true. The Northern Lights, or as many know them, the Merry Dancers, you never hear that now, do you? With their brilliant searchlight effects in the sky are commonly witnessed in these latitudes at certain periods of the year, but Tuesday's display, with its lavish and brilliant colours, was unique. And that was 1938. I didn't see the ones recently. I have seen them on the Isle of Man earlier, was it this year or last year, and a few years before that, and they are certainly a spectacle. I hope you enjoyed them, and let me know, howardcaine@manxradio.com, if you heard anything when watching the aurora. It's old news, of course. Till next week, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.